This is your buffalo, or you'd call it, they call it carpet grass, some people call it territory grass, and yeah, we've got it mixed in with a cooch here, so it's you're able to harvest it, because the carpet grass by itself, it doesn't hold together enough to be able to roll up and that, so we put the cooch with it, and eventually the thin little leaf grass there, the cooch, it'll slowly get taken over by the bigger buffalo leaf, and it'll shade it out, and yeah, you'll have a lawn full of straight buffalo.
How long does it take for the grass to grow, and what conditions do you need?
The buffalo grass, the carpet grass, it loves overcast and wet, so during the wet season, that's when it really takes over the cooch grass, and some of the problem you have with growing this kind of grass is in your paddock, as a turf farmer, is if you don't get it harvested quick enough and it turns to straight carpet grass, and you're not going to be able to harvest it, and yeah, so you've got to really get your mix right and get your timing right.
Here around Middle Point, it can get pretty wet in the wet season. Does this area flood at all? Do you deal with that challenge?
No, not really. It does get fairly wet here, but it does with the, well, Fog Dam one side, Harrison Dam the other side. This is the rise in between. There's a lot of natural runoff to the dam, so yeah, we had a big wet season last year, and well, I was planning to plant grass in January, when that's when I was ready to plant, but it rained for all of January and half of February, so I didn't get to plant till March. So got about 10 acres of turf all up, varying through. We've got four different breeds, from carpet and cooch mix, a King's Pride and a Zoysia Matrilla, also known as Shade Tough, and a cooch called Greenleaves Park, which is known for sports fields around in the tropical areas.
So this grass that we're standing on, it's a mix of cooch and buffalo grass, and a lot of people in Darwin would be quite familiar with this type of grass because it's what they already have in their backyard.
Yeah, well, it does grow naturally around the top end, and yeah, a lot of people would always have little bits through their yards, and yeah, it does grow well up here in the shade, and yeah, a lot of people who have shady areas, it's the grass to have, because it's the only one that grows well in up to 80% shade.
Now, all of this grass here in front of us, it's destined for residential developments in Darwin, I understand. Well, that's what you hope anyway.
yeah, that's right. Yeah, residential, and throughout the developments, some of the landscapers use it on the verges and parks. They use it for erosion control.
So I suppose with all these developments in Darwin going on, these housing developments, it's providing a market for the turf. And I understand this is your first year. How's it all going so far?
It's been a steep learning curve, but yeah, I think you always keep learning no matter what you're doing. And yeah, it's going pretty well. There's patches which haven't gone so well, and then there's patches which are going really good. So yeah, I'm still learning as I go along. I've been researching it for a lot of years, and got a lot of help from people in Cairns and turf farmers over there. I think I'm doing all right so far anyway.
It looks like it. There's not too many turf farmers in the territory. I think earlier you said only about four, and you're probably the closest one to Darwin once you get up and running. What type of benefit does that offer?
Well, yeah, there is a couple that are closer, or one that's closer right in Darwin, but you're very limited with your space in closer to Darwin, and your water, if you haven't got a good bore, you have to pay town water. It brings your expenses right up, and yeah, obviously carting it into Darwin is a big expense, so the closer you can be to Darwin and cut down on your travel costs, the cheaper it's going to be for you to produce it. Well, a lot of the grasses that I've got, I've had to fly in runners from Cairns, and I flew some, refrigerated transport some from Sydney just to get my stock started. So yeah, this grass is across the top end of Australia, the carpet grass, and grows well here, and a good all-round grass, and you can let it grow too long and you mow it back and it still looks good, where a lot of the other grasses, yeah, you can, if you let them go a bit long and mow them back, then they go brown and that, but the carpet buffalo grass is a lazy man's grass, as they refer to it sometimes.
So what type of challenges have you had? I can hear there's a couple of cockatoos flying over. Do you get problems with pests or weeds in the grass?
No pests as so far, but weeds are a major problem, especially when I'm starting on a farm that hasn't had turf on it before, and it hasn't had a lot done on this farm for a few years now. They've grown some melons and stuff like that before I got it, but it hadn't done anything for a couple of years. So the weed seed bank really was built up, and yeah, controlling them is just one of the, that's probably the most major thing I've got to contend with, really.
What are the costs of starting up a turf farm? You say you've got to work a second job until this gets up and running. Has it been a difficult process?
Yeah, anything is difficult when you're first starting off, and yeah, all I did was put my head down, and I knew it's what I wanted to do. Get something, go back to farming. I came from a farming background, and I did a diesel mechanic apprenticeship. So, yeah, this is something sort of I could get back onto the farm and off the tools, and yeah, it's been handy being a diesel mechanic because it's been out of sort of half fun doing it at the same time, and also with a lot of help from my parents, where they've got farms out the Douglas Daly and that. So, and I've worked on and off out there, and they've helped me with some of the financial side of it, which has been good.
Well, Gavin, I'm going to impart a bit of a grass wisdom onto you. I used to live with a man who grew buffel grass in his backyard, just normally. He was also growing some coriander, and his pot plant got knocked over, and the coriander mixed in with the buffel grass. Then when he went to go mow the lawns, the whole backyard started smelling of coriander. So there you go. There's a you can maybe get into herbs later down the track.
Yeah, I might be able to sell grass that smells good.